Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Gabi Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have some community announcements and balita, along with a plethora of music, along with news from our news department. But for right now, we're going to head over to those community announcements. And our first community announcement is about a play that has been going on, that it's run through here in the Twin Cities, is coming quite close to the end. And it is a theater production that is taking place at the Guthrie Theater. And that is the play of the Heart Sellers, which is a play, as we mentioned, that is taking place at the Guthrie Theater. Presently, this play has been running from December the 14th through January the 25th. It's a play that is taking place at the McGuire Proscenium Stages. Here's a little bit about the play. After connecting at the supermarket on Thanksgiving Day in 1973, Luna and Jane attempt a traditional Thanksgiving meal. While sharing stories and dreams, this poignant comedy illuminates the Asian immigrants' experience and asks, would you give up your heart to make a new home? And for more information in regards to this play, you can go to the GuthrieTheater.org. And the two main characters in this play are played by a Filipina actress and a Korean actress. And the Filipina actress is Jenna Agbayani, who is from New Jersey. And hopefully before the show run ends here in the Twin Cities, we may be able to speak to Jenna about the play and her experiences as an actress in regards to the play. The play has been staged, I believe, in both Boston, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities, and I believe Jenna and her co-star have been parts of the Boston production and the Twin Cities productions. Another important community announcement is taking place on Thursday, January the 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. The documentary Nurses Unseen will be taking place at the Riverview Theater. That is at 3800 42nd Avenue South here in Minneapolis. It is being hosted by the PNACM, Philippine Nurses Association of Central Minnesota. And for more information about this play, you can go to Facebook and look up the Philippine Nurses Association of Central Minnesota, and there's a link in regards to being able to see that film. I think we have been contacted here at the Filipino American National News by someone connected to the film, and hopefully we will be able to speak with the film's director, Michelle Josu. So hopefully when they are here in a week or so, we'll be, or look, over a week, that we'll be able to speak with them about this documentary that has been making the rounds around the United States and also has garnered some very famous supporters as executive producers, one of which we wrote a story about here on the Filipino American National News, none other than Filipino American comic Joe Coy, who is also now an executive producer on the film. We'd also like to extend best health greetings out to a former co-host of the Filipino American National News, and that's none other than Eric Asuncion, who is recovering currently from a kidney transplant. So we wish nothing but the best of health and for Eric and the people that were able to, or the person who was able to donate their kidney in regards to helping Eric out with this. I think it's so very important that we're in the Filipino American community, is that we talk about earlier, The Nurses Unseen as a documentary, but we don't always prioritize, I think Filipinos don't always prioritize seeing the doctor, whether it be physical health or mental health. So if you feel something's not feeling quite right with yourself physically or mentally, definitely go see a medical professional in regards to making yourself feel better mentally and physically. And in regards to a personal shout out, just want to say thank you to 77 for a great 35 and a half years. Thank you for the memories that you have provided, not only myself, my sisters, my mother, my father, my daughter. I will always be in our heart, and thank you for helping shape the person that I am today and moving forward. But for right now, we're going to play a song from one of the first performers, acts, celebrities, quote unquote, that I was able to get here on the Filipino American National News, even before I was technically ever a host on the show. And that is the group Pinay. And this is from their first album, Inevitable. And this is their song, From This Day Forth.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Panay with their song From This Day Forth from their first album, Inevitable. For our listeners that are not familiar with Panay, they are a groundbreaking pioneer group that were part of the Filipino-American owned record label Classified Records that came out of the Bay Area. I believe the women of Panay met while attending the University of California at Berkeley. And one of the original members, if my memory serves me right, is none other than Jocelyn Enriquez, who had garnered quote-unquote mainstream fame through her songs, Do You Miss Me, which, along with A Little Bit of Ecstasy, were some songs that were featured on the likes of MTV. I believe A Little Bit of Ecstasy is on one of the MTV Party to Go remixes CD. And she was also able to, I believe, land an acting part in the movie 54, which is based on the very famous Notorious Studio 54 nightclub of the 1970s. I believe now Miss Enriquez is a born-again Christian and did release a CD maybe 10 years ago and does perform limitedly these days for special performances. I believe she's currently now a resident of the fine state of Texas. We do have one other community announcement, which also has become a rite of passage here in the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota. It's actually an event where myself and former co-host Ramon Hugh actually met for the first time as young 16-year-old guys many, many moons ago. But the Film Minnesotan Association 46th annual presentation of Debutantes and Escorts. The theme for this year is 360. Will be taking place on the 8th of February. And this will be taking place at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bloomington, Minnesota, which is essentially adjacent to the Mall of America. And if you are looking to attend the event, which the seating is limited for the dinner, you need to do so by February the 1st. And if you're potentially looking to make after dinner reservations, you need to do that by February the 5th. But if you're looking to do any of those two things, feel free to contact some of the people on the committee. You can contact the current president of the Film Minnesotan Association, that is Eric Yeva, and you can contact him at 612-670-7576. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story of the evening, and this comes from the ASAMnews.com. As the fires continue to ravage Los Angeles area, communities are uniting in solidarity, particularly the Filipino-American community. Since breaking out on January the 7th, the LA fires have devastated 12,000 homes, businesses, and other buildings, leading to the evacuation of 100,000 residents and claiming 24 lives. Filipino businesses across the country are coming together to bolster their community. Island Pacific Supermarket, a Filipino-owned grocery chain, launched a series of relief efforts to aid its community. The chain announced on its social media that it will donate thousands of essential supplies to wildfire-stricken areas and provide complimentary meals to first responders. Their relief campaign has delivered thousands of essential goods to the LA Regional Food Bank, a nonprofit organization working to provide wildfire relief throughout the region. Additionally, Island Pacific is rallying community members to get involved in relief efforts. Volunteers can sign up through their Facebook page. Island Pacific stands in solidarity with our brave first responders who put their lives on the line to protect our communities. Take a moment to recharge and enjoy a meal on us, and at least we can do to show our gratitude during these challenging times, Island Pacific expressed in an Instagram post. Los Angeles ranks first among U.S. metropolitan areas with the highest population of Filipinos, boosting more than 500,000 residents. In West Covina, Los Angeles, restaurant owner Charina Vergara fronted an initiative to create a space for relief efforts within her community. In collaboration with fellow Filipino-Americans and local businesses in the area, Vergara opened her business, Tito's Bar and Restaurant, as a donation hub for LA fire victims, including 191 displaced Filipino community members. Since announcing the window for donation on January 11th, Vergara has been overwhelmed with the community support and an influx of goods such as hygiene supplies, diapers, and blankets. Many volunteers deliver items to evacuation centers like the Hilton Garden Inn, Sonoma, hosting 170 uprooted families. Like Island Pacific Supermarket, Tito Bar and Restaurant extended its initiative to firefighters by providing them with complimentary pizzas. The Philippine Consul General in Los Angeles and the Filipinos Worker Center, the PWC, are working in tandem to provide services to displaced Filipinos affected by the fires. The PWC has set up donation pages and is conducting a survey to engage more effectively with the community. We are supported through donations such as charitable organizations as the Robert Wood Foundation, and they wish a big thank you to all our readers and support at this year-end giving. And for right now, we are going to play our second songs of the evening. It is a medley of Bob Marley songs, and it is performed by the Philharmonic featuring Gabe Bunduk.
One, two, seven, boom. Nine. One love, one heart. Let's get together.
Remarks. There is one question I'd really love to ask. Is there a place for the hopeless sinner who has hurt all mankind just to save his own beliefs? So shall it be in the end? Lord, and I will feel alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, a melody. To you. Whoa.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry.
All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They say
in the heart of America,
as it was in the beginning,
so shall it be in the end.
Shall be in the end.
Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching our Bob Marley video. We want to thank.
And that was the Philharmonic featuring Gabe Bunduk with their Bob Marley a cappella covers. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, online at kfai.org. And searching the Filipino American National News, which our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. You can also find us via the Google App Store along with the Apple Store by searching the KFVI app, and you will find our show there as well. And we also have presence on Facebook and Instagram. And a lot of our interviews that we were able to tape via the video media, you can find on our Facebook page as well. But we are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American national news. And we're going to close out the show with two songs. One, a Filipino classic. I guess original Filipino music at OPM. And there's none other than Freddie Aguilar's song, Anak. And then a song by Jeremy Passion. And that song is entitled, Well Done. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Nung isilang ka sa mundong ito, laking tuwa ng magulang mo at ang kamay nilang iyong ilaw. At ang nanay at tatay mo'y di malaman ang gagawin, pinamustan pati pagtulog mo. Sa gabi nagpupuyat ang iyong nanay sa pagtimpla ng gatas mo. At sa umaga na may talong ka ng iyong amang tuwang-tuwa sa'yo. Ngayon nga ay malaki ka na, nais mo'y maging malaya, di man sila payag, walang gagawa. Ikaw nga ay biglang nagbago, naging matigas ang iyong ulo, at ang payo nila'y...
Sometimes I don't understand why I thought that I had all the time in the world to go and see